This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy caffeine!
It's the world's greatest super friends.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Batman.
He's a hipster.
The Flash, world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
Ooh.
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. It's just like, it doesn't make sense. All right. Did you read the second issue of Justice League No Justice?
I did.
All right. Yeah, I read New Challengers, Damage, Sideways, and that one.
I read that also, plus six issues of Nightwing, The New Order.
Yeah, I got to read that. I meant to read it when it was coming out, and I totally spaced. I have it all, and I forget who wrote that. Was it Kyle Higgins?
Kyle Higgins, yep.
Yeah, I think he was saying that it's like his favorite Nightwing thing that he's ever written, and he's written a lot of Nightwing, so I'm very curious to see.
Well, okay, I guess we'll just start there. So,
sure.
Like, non-spoilery stuff is, it's not in canon, really? It's like...
Yeah. It's an Elseworlds.
Yeah. So, it's kind of like Civil War style, but for DC. Like, there's a big plan, and what happens when everybody crosses the line. And,
okay.
And so, Dick basically makes a sacrifice to... that's not as popular with some heroes.
Okay.
And so then he, like, becomes the matriarch, say, of the plan, because there's a big catastrophic event that happens in Metropolis to set everything in motion.
Is it the Joker setting off a nuclear bomb?
No.
Okay. I was going to say that one I've seen before.
Yeah. And so... like, everything's going good, and, like, he's looked at as to some people as, like, the traitor, you know, because he...
Oh, yeah.
Because some heroes that have powers have to register, and some just get put in stasis until they can find a cure for the power or how to depower them.
Interesting.
But then, like, in issue one, the monkey wrench gets thrown in as he has a son that he's raising by himself. And
who's named Damien?
Nope, it's Jake, actually.
Oh.
And so...
Jakeian?
Yeah, so he's like 12, and he has powers, and he's been hiding it from him for a while. And so now, like, everybody's coming down on Dick to take Jake in, because he has power, so he doesn't get special whatever.
Yeah.
And so then... like, the Titans show up, and it's kind of cool, because they're, like, the Rebellion Force, I guess.
Oh, interesting.
And, like, it's kind of cool, because there's a White Lantern who looks like Raven, but it's not Raven. She takes over the Raven persona, but, like, Cyborg's there, and Starfire's there, and Beast Boy's there.
You lost me. You lost me at Cyborg.
Oh, well, this is the Teen Titans Cyborg, so it's cool.
Oh, okay. I'm good with that.
And but it's Lois Lane, actually.
Lois Lane is the Teen Titans Cyborg?
No. Lois Lane is the Teen Titans, or the Titans Raven, / White Lantern.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. So then, they still don't like Dick because of what the motions that he's, or the, you know, the effects of what he set in motion, but they try to work together to get Jake back and blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to bump that up on my reading list, I guess.
Yeah, I read issue one, and then I put it aside, and then I saw that all six issues were out, so I was going to go ahead and I just rifled through them today, actually.
Hmm.
And it was tons better than I expected.
Hmm.
Because another cool thing is, like, Beast Boy, whenever this event happens, and I know I read it, like, 3 hours ago, but I can't I can't exactly remember what the event is. But he gets caught in mid morph, so he's stuck as half human, half like tiger.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you remember who did the art for it?
Let's see. I think it is Trevor McCarthy. Yes. Trevor McCarthy, and then Dean White is the colorist, and Clayton Cowles is the letterer.
I can't say I'm, off the top of my head, I can't say I'm familiar with the name.
Yeah, me neither. But it's pretty good.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm a huge Nightwing fan. Mm-hmm. So it's always something I've been intending to read, but then, you know, I think I was telling you the other day, I have like 230 something comics in my to read pile. And I'm just like, well, I really need to start picking and choosing what I'm going to put off and what I'm going to get to.
Right.
So, but I think I'm going to have to skip that one to the front and read it because it sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And anything where Lois Lane is the Teen Titans cyborg is okay with.
Once again, you're not listening. You're only hearing.
No, I'm totally listening. I mean, some sounds are getting through my ears.
So.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
How you were saying how you read that book like a couple hours ago and you don't remember it?
Yeah.
I literally read, what's it called? New Challengers?
Yes.
Like 20 minutes ago, and I have no idea what I read.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll put it this way. The first half of the book, I was thinking to myself, there is not a chance I'm going to continue reading this book.
Yeah.
And the second half of the book, it sucked me in.
Really?
Yeah. I think once the reveal happens as to what exactly is going on, I was way more interested than I was in the whole first half. Because at, you know, the first, I don't remember exactly what page it was, but just say 12 pages of the book.
Right.
I was like, wow, I'm like, I'm barely paying attention. And I think it's because I just didn't care.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm right there with you.
But, I mean, it definitely got better as it went on, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it did. But it fell into the No Justice number 2 category for me. Like, I wanted to like it because it was new and different.
Right.
But, like, the more I got into it, it was like, oh, that's cool, that's interesting. But it's like I'm still not caring, really.
Well, I mean, I don't think I care, but I'm curious to see where issue 2 goes.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Whereas No Justice, I mean, we'll talk about the second issue in a little bit. I still don't care.
Okay.
But like New Challengers, mm-hmm. I don't know. And I think it's funny that both books are written by Snyder.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think we talked about it last week, the week before, I just don't really care.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And and not only that, who did the art? Andy Kubert did the art on this one?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I mean, I didn't read The Punisher, but this is probably my least favorite art in all of the New Age of Heroes books so far. I mean, there are panels that are just not great.
See, and yeah, like so far, this is like the bottom of all the New Age of Hero books for me.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
And then I would say the next to the bottom, or fighting for the bottom, is the Terrifics, as it hurts me to say that, because that was one I was looking forward to.
Hmm. I'm an issue behind on that one, so I will reserve judgment, but I'm liking what I'm reading so far.
And I've always liked Andy Kubert's art.
Yeah, right?
But, like, this one, I don't know if it was, like, rushed or had to meet deadlines type thing or what, but...
Yeah, or if it's, you know, like, the inker
yeah.
Or colorist doing
the
something.
Colorist, yeah.
But, I mean, cause, like, some of the book looks fantastic, but the one page with, what was the guy's name? Brink?
Yeah.
The one that just wants to leave where he's kind of melting?
Yeah.
That whole page is like a mess. I mean, I get he's supposed to look like a mess because he's kind of dissolving.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, everybody looking at him through the portal, it looks like somebody was handed a piece of paper at a convention and said, draw me this in 2 minutes.
Right.
And that's the sketch that they come up with.
Yeah. No, I agree.
You know, but then there are other pages in the book where you're just like, wow, this looks really good.
Yep.
You know, I guess the page when they're at the edge of the universe, I thought that looked kind of cool. Or the edge of the world.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but that one was cool looking. It's just...
Yeah.
I don't know.
It
was like hot and cold the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not terrible, but it's like you said, like I read it twice, but just to make sure I understood what I was reading type thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I told you. When I first started reading it this afternoon, I had to stop because literally I read the same like panel or two panels at least 30 times, because every time I'd start reading it, somebody would ask me a question and I'd be like, all right, you know what? I just need to put the book down. I was maybe 7 or 8 pages in. I was like, I got to put this down and I got to come back to this because I'm going through it. I'm completely not paying attention at all to what I'm reading. And then when I went back and read it, I was like, no, it's pretty much how I still feel about the book. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. But I mean, I am curious about the whole, you know, what they're supposed to be fixing. I mean, obviously the guy looks like some kind of he's trying to reconstruct something, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So who knows? I'll give it another couple issues probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, as you said, so far this has slotted itself for at least for a first issue. This has definitely supplanted itself at the bottom of my New Age of Heroes reading list.
Yeah. But what about... So you said you read Damage and Sideways, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are those still up there?
You know, as much as it pains me to say, Damage, the last... I was 2 issues behind, so I read the 2 with Ivy so far.
Uh-huh.
They are my least 2 favorite of the series.
So is it...
Is it issue... I don't remember. Was it 4 and 5? 3 and 4?
3 and 4, I think.
Honestly, I don't remember.
I think it's 3 and 4.
No, the newest one is 5.
Okay. So 4 and 5 then, like I said.
Yeah, 4 and 5. It's issues 8 and 9. They're Cyborg Lois Lane told me it was issue 9.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm liking it. I still enjoy the book, and maybe it's just because I'm not... Like, I don't know, like this whole Poison Ivy and now she's trying to give, you know, Gorilla City a place on Earth so they can take over with the jungle or whatever. I don't know. It's my least favorite use of Venditti writing in a long time.
I can see that, yeah. But even though it is, it's still entertaining for me, though. Like, out of the New Age of Heroes, I would still say it's probably 3. Like right in the middle, because I think Sideways is number 1 still for me, and then Silencer is number 2, and then probably Damage.
Yeah, I mean, I like Damage. I think the art is great. I'm more interested, to be honest with you, in the group of people trying to find him.
Okay.
I think at this point, at least during this little arc,
right,
than I am in what he's himself is doing.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
That I wish that there was more than, I don't know how much it is, say 5 pages of this issue of the people investigating. Make that, like, give me more of them. And I think I would probably have enjoyed this one more.
Okay. Makes sense. We're shocking the people here because we're agreeing on so many things.
Yeah, well, I'm sure things will change when you talk about how much you love No Justice.
No, let's go to Sideways next. Sideways is still awesome for me. Like each one. And it's weird because for me, it feels like Spider-Man, but not Spider-Man.
Well, okay, answer me this.
Or maybe like early days of Static Shock, maybe.
Has Spider-Man ever made himself a YouTube channel?
Well, no.
See? Not Spider-Man. That's all you needed to know.
All right.
Also, his name is Sideways, not Sideman.
Well, true. But yeah, I'm every aspect of this comic, I'm totally digging.
The only part of it that kind of annoys me, and I think it's why teenagers annoy me, is the whole YouTube channel thing.
Well, yeah, but I think that's put there to annoy you, though.
Well, I don't know if it's put there to annoy me specifically.
Well, I mean, crotchety old men, like,
yeah,
and me.
I'm going to have to ask at Comic-Con this year, excuse me, are you writing this specific comic just to anger me?
Because if so, it's working.
Yeah. Yeah, I usually run into Justin Jordan at some point in the weekend, so I will have to try and remember to ask him, why do you hate me, sir? But I do enjoy this one a lot.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I don't like Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this one, it amuses me to no end how he's trying to play at being a hero, and everything he does is always the worst possible thing that he can do.
Yep.
Like, was it last issue when he tore the girl's arm off, which is the best?
I think it was 2 issues ago, actually.
Okay, yeah, that's still my favorite. That could be my favorite comic book moment of 2018 so far. But I like in this one, he's like, okay, I'm going to go in. I'm going to get this villain. I'm going to, you know, take him somewhere stupid. And I'm going to come back and pose for selfies.
Yep, because it'll only take me like 2 minutes.
And he hops in, and the villain happens to have the ability to steal people's abilities. And he's like, oh, well, looks like I just screwed up because this guy can rift now too.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I got a good chuckle out of that.
Yeah. It's a good, fun type book. That's like really good. Like where you can, the stories are plausible, I guess, for a comic book. I know that's not really a thing, but.
Yeah.
But like the serious parts are serious and the comedic parts are comedic and funny.
Mm.
And you can see the inexperience as being a teenager and thinking that they know everything. It like pays off.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, in this case, it doesn't pay off. Well, but, exactly, you know.
Right. Yeah. No, I enjoy this one a lot. It was one when it was first announced, it was one that I was probably not like super looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Just based on, you know, everyone's like, oh, it's going to be a Spider-Man type, you know, teenager with the powers. And he's,
yeah,
you know, and I was like, eh, whatever. But I don't know if it's my favorite of the New Age of Heroes books, but it's definitely up there. And I mean, there's only like 6, but still.
So if this one isn't it, then what would be?
See, I mean, like I said, I'm one behind on Terrifics, but I really like that book.
Okay.
You know?
You still haven't read Silencer yet, right?
No. Did I tell you I picked up the first issue?
No.
Yeah, I picked up the first issue.
Okay.
And by picked up, I mean I clicked order.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I did not read it yet.
Okay.
Because
I know that was on your little memo that you made.
I was
just curious if Gary moved it on you or not.
No, Gary didn't move it. In fact, he was the one that ordered it for me.
Oh.
it was a birthday gift from my dog. He said, here you go, Dad. I got you.
JR.
Yeah.
Like, I know how much you love JR. JR.
So I know he's your favorite artist, and I wanted to get you something special for your birthday.
Order.
Yeah. He also got me a giant commission
of
JR. JR. Superman.
Yeah.
That displayed prominently in my trash can.
Yeah. So then when you got to the computer, you're like, thanks, Gary, asshole.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So.
I don't know. He tries.
So, justice, no justice.
Yes.
It should be justice.
No, Justice League, no enjoyment.
Not caring.
Yeah.
So this issue started off again with Waller, right?
Yeah.
And then we have some flashback or flash, whatever. We're scattered all over the place. And because Brainiac is Brainiac, that means that everybody needs to look like they're affiliated with Brainiac. So they have the little dots on their suits.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so Sinestro has rage, right?
Possibly.
But yet, who was it? Martian Manhunter calmed his mind. and calmed yes. everybody else's mind. How in the fuck does that not happen everywhere else? Can Martian Manhunter just be like, yeah, we're all cool here. We're going into the Zen world.
I mean, he could, right?
Well, why doesn't he, though?
Because he needs the help of Starro to do that. But instead, he uses Starro's help to be like, guys, there was a plan. We will follow this plan.
Oh, because Starro's the most powerful psychic in the universe.
Yes.
Because John said so.
Hey, he said so himself.
Well, yeah, he reiterated it, but...
No. Martian Manhunter said in the galaxy, and Starro was like, it's the universe, actually.
Well,
okay. Because that's good writing.
Well, yeah.
Also, is it me? There had to have been multiple artists. This couldn't all just be Manipal, right? Because, Jesus Christ, some pages were terrible.
Yeah. I don't know. And was it?
Like jarringly different pages.
Yeah.
I'm looking now.
Okay, so...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Francis Manipal and Marcus Toe are the artists.
Toe?
Yeah, T-O.
Okay. So if this 4-issue miniseries is supposed to get me pumped up for the splintered off Justice League titles, I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
It's succeeding?
It's not working.
Yeah, if Metal was supposed to get me excited for this, which is supposed to get me excited for whatever else, it's not at all.
And I'm trying. I mean, like, I'm legitimately trying to like this stuff. Like, I'm trying to be the sunshine that comes through the dark, stormy, tornadoed clouds, right? Like, oh, well, at least it has Sinestro in it. Or Green Arrow just kicked Waller's ass. Or, you know, I'm trying to find something, but it's not happening.
You don't like Beast Boy's, like, weird lion, saber-tooth tiger, dragon, whatever the heck he was?
No. I was waiting for Ash Ketchum to be on the next page and be like, I choose you, Beast Boy. But no.
Oh my goodness, you've completely lost your mind.
You read this too, so I'm not the only one.
Yeah, but I'm not putting Ash Ketchum in this book.
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Snyder.
Look, even he's not that good a writer. That's like way above his pay grade.
I don't know. If this is supposed to be getting me pumped up for the Splinter one-off ones or whatever to lead back into one book again. Yeah. Like, I cared more about the old Justice League title.
I mean, I didn't. I stopped reading Justice League because I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. This is worse than that.
Yeah, because it's each thing is like one big, huge event because we need all of the Justice League.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so like then in the next issue, only... Not with this one, because, you know, it's the same thing strung out for 4 issues. But, you know, and then the next issue is bigger than that, than the last one that we faced.
Now we have Brainiac 2.0. It's going to be so awesome.
No.
It's going to be so awesome that nothing happens.
It's 4 weeks, right? Straight 4 weeks. Yeah.
Yes.
So that means that it'll end up being 8 weeks because we'll be delayed.
No, this one I think is actually completed. That, you know what? That could possibly be why there's a second artist on it.
Hmm. Okay.
Oh, speaking of which, do you get a kick out of how there's the Doomsday Clock advertisement at the like at the inside of each of the comics?
I don't get a kick out of it, no, because I cry a little inside because that's one that I really liked, and then guess what?
Yeah.
It's delayed again.
Yeah. Hey. Doomsday Clock is coming. It's supposed to be in July. Now it's October. It's on like a Black Mask publishing schedule.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You know what I think is actually really surprising? Since the last issue of Doomsday Clock came out, we've gotten 2 issues of Kal-Exit released.
I don't read that.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, it was like a year between issues 1 and 2. And 2 and 3 have been out in successive months, and there have been no Doomsday Clock issues. So, somehow Black Mask has jumped ahead of DC in publishing books.
Well, because we had to put Doomsday Clock on the back burner so we can get Metal out.
Yeah, which was also delayed.
Yeah, because that one's totally cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, man. It's all insane.
So, TV-wise?
Yes, sir. Lots of...
News?
Yeah.
Was that what you're going to say?
I guess. Well, I mean, I guess first we should start off with Lucifer being canceled, which is a shame. I enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, I've fallen behind a couple episodes, so it's my fault that my viewership was not there recently. I have 4 episodes on my TiVo, so if I watched them within the week, maybe I could have saved the show. But I don't know. It's one of
it's
the now
your fault.
Yeah. Now, yeah, because of that, they're going to give us 2 more issues of No Justice.
Yep. Congratulations.
You're welcome.
You get a participation prize.
Yes. That's all I wanted. Now that I know that it's over, and I don't know if, like, the creative on the show knew it was going to be over, I'm sort of, like, dragging my feet on watching the last bunch of episodes because I don't know if it's going to be, like, cliffhanger-y. Right. Or if they're able to wrap something up, or what happens.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm like a whole season behind, so it's my fault too.
Oh my goodness, Ronnie. You could take the blame. I'll give you the participation trophy.
I did watch the season finale of Gotham, though.
Oh, I have not yet. I have those two. God. I have them queued up to watch tonight.
Gotham, I love that show.
I do too. I'm still not convinced with the Joker.
It's not
even
the Joker.
With... Oh, shut up. Just stop. It is 100%. I know they can't use the name, but I don't care. It's stupid having him on the show.
I don't know. I think once you watch the finale, now I agree. I mean, it bothers you. I get it. But I mean, if you look past that part, it's still awesome what they're doing.
Nah.
And next season's going to be the last season anyway, so.
Yeah, that's kind of a shame.
Yeah, and it's going to be shortened episodes, I think, too.
Really?
Like, this one was 14 or 15, and I think they only get 10.
That's stupid.
I think.
I didn't see that anywhere. I saw that it was renewed for another year, but I didn't see anything about an episode order or anything.
Yep.
Speaking of renewed for a final season, iZombie, after being rumored that it was canceled, got picked up for a 5th year.
Yeah.
So they're going to... You know, they'll be able to wrap up whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
And have you watched it all this year? You're still behind.
I'm still a little behind.
I mostly really enjoy this season, but I'm still not sold. I don't know how far up you are on Liv being like zombie Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
That part of the show I'm kind of meh on, but everything else I'm enjoying significantly.
Yeah.
And as I say to my wife, every episode we watch... It's always disturbing how I get hungry when she's cooking herself the brains. You know, like whatever she's making, it always looks tasty.
Maybe you're a zombie.
I may be. Either that or I just need to eat like tacos when I'm watching the show.
Right.
Something. They should really put out a cookbook for this show. I mean, obviously not with brains. But I mean, like every single episode, she cooks something and it always looks good. Just substitute, you know,
brains with beef.
I don't know. Yeah. Or like, you know, goldfish or something.
Goldfish.
Yeah. Something small.
What the hell? Who eats goldfish?
The crackers.
Oh, well, I wasn't thinking about goldfish, the crackers when you're talking about brains. Oh,
God, you are so disgusting. You're going to put live goldfish in your food?
No.
Oh, my goodness, Ronnie. Seriously, this episode is the turning point. You have officially lost your mind.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, from this point on, I guess just say whatever and no one can call you out on it because...
I thought I'd do that anyway. Because speaking of, what about the Arrow crossover?
What Arrow crossover?
Well, Stephen Amell announced that there's going to be a Bat Family member joining the crossover event this week or this year. This weekend.
I know. I'm totally excited.
You're such a liar.
Yeah, I stopped watching all those shows.
All of them?
All of them. Every year, like last year with Flash, I completely lost interest that I did not even watch the second half of the season finale until the day this season premiered. I was like, all right, I'll give Flash another chance. So I watched the finale, and then I watched, I don't know, maybe the first 10 or so episodes of this year. And I was like, it's literally the same thing over and over again, and I'm not that interested. The episode that put me over the edge was when Barry was on trial or whatever, and Iris is trying to get him to tell everyone he's the Flash. And I'm like, you know what? It's enough already with his garbage. So I turned that off. Okay. Arrow, the first like 3 years, I loved that show. And then the last, what is this, the sixth season?
Sure.
6 year, whatever it is. The last couple years, I'll start off, I'll watch the first, you know, the first half of the season. And like right around, I guess, when it comes back from the winter break, I just completely lose interest in the show. And that happened again this year. I watched the first half and I've watched nothing since then. And honestly, I don't really think I miss it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What are you looking
at? Yeah. Nothing. I'm eating gummy bears.
Oh, well, I'm curious because it sounded like you're on the keyboard.
Nope. It is the crackle of a bag of Haribo gold gummy bears.
Huh. Well, at least you got the good ones.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So I guess you don't really have an opinion on Batwoman coming to the crossover,
well,
then.
I have an opinion on the fact that why are they putting Gotham on the series, like on these shows?
Well, it's I mean, I guess before.
I guess they have, you know, Superman shows up every once in a while on Supergirl, right?
Twice, but yeah.
Still more than zero times.
Yes, from what I've read, because, you know, I've only watched 15 minutes of the first episode of the first season.
I watched more than that, so I can definitively say you have made a wise decision. But, you know, I mean, look, I don't want I'll put it this way. With the Marvel shows on TV that I don't watch, like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you don't have – I mean, they've had crossover episodes with some of the movie stuff, but it's never been Thor showing up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It was like Lady Sif would walk in and get something and leave.
Right.
I don't want like crappy TV versions of the big like movie characters.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no reason for Superman to be on that show. There's no reason for Batwoman to show up on this.
Well, Batwoman, you know? I think, is the perfect bad choice for it, though.
Well, she is, because she's the person I care the absolute least about.
Yeah, correct.
So, I don't know.
Because he, okay. This is my thinking, which could be right or wrong, but I think with like the Gotham and Bloodhaven name drops that they had,
right?
They were going to go with Nightwing or something along those lines, but then, you know, with the app coming out and Titans having its own show,
right?
Then they had to like call an audible and then, oh, well, we can have a woman version of Batman on the show, you know?
Mm.
And so let's go with that.
So
so we can have a Bat family member in the Arrowverse, but it doesn't have to be important one.
But this is the thing. If that's their line of thinking, which I get, it makes sense that that could have been what happened. Why wouldn't they have tried to push for Batgirl, who makes more sense with Supergirl?
Because you already have a insert name here, girl.
I don't know.
Like, to
be honest with you, this is all just an excuse to have Batwoman hook up with White Canary.
Yeah, or whoever.
Right?
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. Yeah.
I mean, I will bet money right now that happens during the thing.
Yeah, I can see that. So, I'm not taking that bet.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Because we agree again.
No. You have to take the bet. Yep.
But I still think it could be interesting.
Look, I watched the crossover event this year, which was actually, I mean, for like a junk CW series, it was actually better than I expected.
Yeah, I watched them except for the Supergirl one.
Yeah, that was like the fifth episode of Supergirl I've ever watched. But next year when they do the crossover, I'll watch it. I mean, it's probably still going to be in the middle of, you know, when I'm excited about the shows at the beginning of the year and watching them.
Right.
So we'll see. if they were smart about it, they would wait until like April to make the big crossover event. So maybe I would stick it out a little longer. But I mean, the only reason Supergirl is still on my TiVo is so that it catches episodes in the crossovers. It's always nice, whatever day it's on, Mondays, whenever it ends, just to hit delete.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a question.
Okay.
$1 million question. So do you think that we'll get a Gotham-centric show on the CW now that we're going to have Batwoman in it?
No, I don't think so, because we have
too many
Gotham on Fox.
Well, Gotham's going to be over next year, though.
Right, but still, I don't think they're going to really... I don't think that DC would push to have another similar-ish show, you know, right after, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Also, there's talk of the Pennyworth show.
Yeah.
Where it's like a young Alfred being like all... Badassery. Oh, yeah.
In MI6 or wherever.
Yeah, or whatever he did. Yes. That I'm looking forward to. So with... I forget where that one is in production.
Epics?
Was that... Yeah, oh, yeah, the Epics. Yeah, right.
Whatever that is.
It's a movie channel. Okay. It's like... my assumption is it's going to be probably not the high quality like HBO type of shows.
Okay.
But I'm guessing it's going to be like a Banshee type.
Oh.
You know? So they're not going to spend Game of Thrones money on it.
Right.
But it'll be good.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Mhm. I can live with that.
I mean, look, you had me at Alfred.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Whatever. I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
You know, unless they cast it terribly.
Yeah, well, I hope not.
It's going to be the guy that just got fired from Lethal Weapon for being a dick.
I don't know. I don't watch that show either.
I don't either. Yeah, but yeah, I don't really see there being like a Gotham show on the CW.
Okay.
I mean, at least I hope not. Because if they did, I mean, there would be so many like winks and not necessarily cameos.
Right.
But it would be like... Oh, here's my best friend, Richard. And you're like, oh, I get it. Ha, huh? It's Dick Grayson. And then it's like, oh, I went to school with this kid, Tim. And you're like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Great. Now you're making everybody the same age. Like, fantastic.
Or Renee Montoya, if she's the center of the show and she goes out and the cop car doesn't have tires on it.
Yeah, or everybody is just dating everybody else.
Well, that's like Riverdale.
But it's going to be some weird thing where like Jason and Tim are boyfriends. And you're just like, I don't understand what's going on, CW.
Oh, I hope they don't call you and want you to write the show.
No, trust me, if I wrote the show, it would be way better than that.
So
every single episode would just be the Joker killing Jason Todd.
Oh my god.
That would be an entire season.
Yes.
He would be stuck in like a loop and he can't break free. And every single episode just ends with the Joker beating to death with a crowbar. Oh my god, I need to make a TV show.
Yes.
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 Maybe I've lost my mind. What the heck did we eat today?
I don't know. Let's see. Anything else that you can think of that we need to talk about?
I don't know. They were talking more about the app and how it was going to work. Yeah, that they were going to make the app for their digital streaming service.
Yeah.
But there's, like, they haven't announced any, like, real information about it.
Yeah.
I think. I remember.
I know they announced, like, a Swamp Thing
live-action
show.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was something else they talked about, too.
Young Justice.
Yeah, I knew the Young Justice was coming, and Titans is coming, and Swamp Thing.
Harley Quinn animated.
Is that the other one?
That's the only one I know. Harley Quinn animated series.
Oh, no. You know what it is? It was just they were showing more pictures of, I guess, characters from Titans.
Oh, like the suits?
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
Is Hawk and Dove going to be on there?
I think they're going
to be. Or is that
going to
be on like Freeform or something?
No, I think they start there and then they're supposed to get a show of their own or something.
So they're going to start on Titans, like a backdoor pilot type thing?
I believe that's what I read.
Okay.
But, I mean, honestly, at this point, I don't remember anything. No Justice really sucked the brain out of my head. He can't because Waller killed him.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Sorry. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is there anything else
No, I mean, other than, you know, I guess I'm getting the whatever digital DC app thing.
Yeah. So, okay, so Martin and Nick talked about it, but do you think it'll just, I mean, I don't think it can have, like, the unlimited comics and the streaming service on it.
My assumption is there's going to be no comics on it.
Yeah, right.
It's, I don't know how they're going to fill up all the content they have unless they go back to all of the like the animated shows from the, you know, from years past.
Well, yeah, you could throw all that on there.
I mean, that's my guess, but until there's got to be at least 5 or 6, you know, shows or movies or something on there mm-hmm. that people are going to want to see.
Yeah.
Or they're not going to make any money.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
because the back catalog is cool in itself. And it,
right,
and
but you can have how many people own all that stuff?
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm with you on that. I'm just saying, like, you know, all of the Batman animated series and Green
right.
Lantern animated series and Superman animated series and then, like, even back to...
Well, I mean, you get the Justice League stuff and Super you could Friends. Even put on Brave and the Bold and like, all the other... You know, the other stuff, but...
Your super favorite, Teen Titans Go.
Yeah. You know, but, like, as of now, I own, except for Teen Titans Go and Brave and the Bold, I own all the rest of it.
Yeah. I know. And that's what I'm saying. There has to be a selling point for it.
I mean, and don't get me wrong. The fact that I could just sit on my couch and hit a button and play through all of the Batman stuff without having to change DVDs every 3 hours
yeah.
is slightly exciting. But at the same time, I have not reached the point in my life where I'm too lazy to get up every couple hours and change a DVD if I'm watching a TV show.
Yeah, I get it. That's what I'm saying is there has to be some selling
point. Something. Yeah, and I mean, Titans is cool. Young Justice, that hooked me right away. Like, I thought originally it was going to be on Netflix.
Yeah.
And that was awesome, but then they're like, nah, it's going to be on our own thing. I was like, well, I'm signing up for whatever their own thing is.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. It's like the Hulu thing. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you sign up for it for a month and then binge the shit out of it and then you're done with it.
Yeah.
There has to be something like the CBS All Access app for Star Trek that gets you coming back for 2 or 3 months.
Well, but with that, you could also wait until the show is all out and do a free trial and binge the crap out of the show.
Well, right.
Like, what else is on the CBS one?
I don't know. I don't have it.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, if you have original shows, like if it's modeled after WWE Network, say,
mm-hmm.
right? Because, I mean, it's obviously going to be different because you don't have a pay-per-view every month or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, WWE has all of the backlogs on it, but it also right. has new original content type stuff that comes out at least once a week, if not
right. every but, I mean, week. This is going to have... at least like 3 or 4 original new shows.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're going to be smart about it and spread out the release schedule and right. not be like, hey, we have our new streaming service. Now available tomorrow is all of the new season of Young Justice. Here's all of Titans and here's yeah. all of Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll free trial this and I can take a day off of work and watch all of that.
Yeah. No, I'm sure they're going to be smart about it, but. Yeah,
but like you said, there's got to be more, and I don't know what more. But it, I mean, to be honest, if they were to do something that would be interesting to me, do like a creator spotlight series, sit like and an interview
type thing?
Yeah, interview the writers of the DC comics.
Oh,
you know, do yeah. a thing with the artists of the thing.
Okay,
you
okay,
know, where they show how they come up with new character designs.
So the first. Let's call it Talking Comics. Talking Comics Today. How about that? Let's call it that. So then you have
yeah.
Chris Hardwick interview Scott Snyder about how he came up with Metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I was drunk at a bar, and some guy said, I bet you couldn't do something like this. And he goes, I bet DC would let me. And then it was there.
Yeah. And then... they're like, oh, well, maybe you could do this. And he was like, DC just gave me keys to the city. Watch what I do with Justice League. Hold my beer.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I mean, seriously, like you brought up the WWE Network. Yeah. They have their, you know, table for three.
Yeah.
How cool would it be if you had, you know, three artists or four artists or whatever sitting around just BSing about how they do things?
Yeah. No, yeah.
You know, I mean, that to me, that like the best part of New York Comic Con one year is when like four of my favorite Valiant artists were literally just standing at a table sketching eyes because one of them did it better than the other three. And they're all looking and giving each other pointers.
Yeah.
And you're just like, this is like listening to them. This is amazing because like I can't draw this for crap.
Or even like Kirkman's History of Comics thing, you know, where we got the Wonder Woman thing, documentary thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, not that whole season wasn't all about that, but it could be like a character spotlight type thing or...
Absolutely. I mean, look, there's like 80 years of history with some of these characters.
Right.
There's plenty of stuff that they can do documentary-wise.
Yeah.
That I think... I mean, look, there's got to be somebody involved over there that's thought of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean... For me, stuff is on there, no, he's too busy doing Green Lantern too. If that kind of stuff was on there, I would definitely be more likely to sign up,
yeah,
like for the long haul,
yeah.
Instead of, oh, okay, here's New Young Justice, I'm going to sign myself up as a free trial,
right?
So me and my kids can watch all of Young Justice,
yeah.
Right. And then when Titans is out, my wife is going to now sign up for a free trial so that. We can sit and watch all of Titans.
Oh, Swamp Thing's out? Oh, look, yeah. Gary's going to have a free trial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Gary, I'm the best dog ever at gmail.com.
Yeah. I should make that email address for him.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, I don't have anything else. You're good?
I'm good.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening to this week's episode of the Absolute DC Podcast. If you would like to get in touch with the show directly on Twitter, I'm changing things up, you can at DC_Absolute. You can get in touch with me directly at Aaron S. Bell.
And you can get in touch with me directly at Rombar316.
And I already said you can contact the show directly, and I've confused myself. So thank you for this. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Now that wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boo.
Nerdy Legion.
NerdyLegion.com. Totally confused. Shut up. I hate you. Forget it. Podcast over. Shut up. You're not my real dad.